broadcasting before and probably after the rapture. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Who's this?
I didn't want to go for the obvious.
So we had an
it's the Doors.
Singing.
You'll hear. It's the end.
We don't have time for the end.
Well, here, I'll crank it when it gets to your spot. Do your intro.
Yeah,
I'll
please.
Just interrupt it.
Thank you very much. Folks, you are listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and thank you for tuning in. We're on the phone right now. Dr. James Christie, he is, for all intents and purposes, an apocalypse scholar, which I've said is a great thing to have in your Christian Mingle profile.
Ding, 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 ding.
And he's also the author of The Gold Mine. Dr. Christie, thank you for joining us. Our apologies for screwing the schedule around so badly today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jim.
So, end of the world. You know, when people have this conversation, it often turns into a bit of a yuck-yuck, right? It turns into a bit of, really? Are those whack jobs believe this? Or remember a buddy who predicted the end of the world and now he's dead before the end of the world? What was his name? Harold Camping, right?
Right, right.
And then I think most end-of-the-world predictors, or people that talk a lot about the end of the world, they're Jesus people, whether they're different denominations, or they're Jehovah's Witnesses, or they're in a cult. Somehow Jesus stuff is involved with end of the world. So what is wrong with people who are Jesus people? Why do Jesus people get so hung up on the end of the world stuff? Is it because of the book of Revelation?
Well, if it is because of the book of Revelation, then they really have a misreading of the book. If a person were to read the book and look very hard, you'd be hard-pressed to find the end of the world in the book of Revelation. I sort of like what I heard you say earlier. I'm more interested in the end of the world as we know it.
Right.
But not really the end of the world. That's not really what Revelation is about.
So do you think that the weirdness in our world with earthquakes and floods and violence and killings and, AIDS, can we still throw that in there these days? And the new, Zika virus and 9/11, do you think all of that was predicted in the Bible? And do you think there's more of it now? And do you think that indicates that something of biblical proportions, to quote Ghostbusters, is going to happen?
I am a specialist in the apocalypse, so that's the book of Revelation. And I think one of the things that I don't like seeing being done with the book is fairly random, you know, picking and choosing and attaching it to various things that we've seen happen. So at least my approach would be to look at the structure of the book and the prophecies that are made there, and then try to make very genuine connections with what we see happening in our world. And so I would prefer a more disciplined approach to how we use the apocalypse.
Well, that would be from a scholar's point of view, but I'm telling you, Dr. Christie, you know, I'm a pretty smart fellow, by golly, but I don't have the time to read the stuff that you read and study what you study and go to the original Greek or the Hebrew or the Aramaic, and just the average Joe doesn't have the time to invest in the end of the world. They can't even pay the bills this week.
Well, I guess the apocalypse actually anticipates that problem, because at the very beginning it says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy." So it's anticipating that somebody is going to have to do the hard work of reading and studying and having a grasp of what it's about, and then that person needs to provide a reading or at least communicate it to other people.
Okay.
So I'm hoping my role will be to be a reader.
Right.
And for people like you who don't specialize or don't have time.
Or smart.
I hope to give you a fast track to what's going on in the book.
Would that, I don't know, maybe showing up at on May 5th at 6:30, would that help my life?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yes, I am. This is my sort of inaugural event in trying to let people know what the book of Revelation is saying, and that's downtown Toronto on May 5th.
And what's going to happen there?
Well, I'm basically, I don't see myself particularly as a prophet, but after a serious study of the apocalypse, there are six prophecies towards the beginning of the book that are sort of signs of the end times being upon us. And as I've studied this book over the last 10 and more years, I'm coming to the conclusion, this is an observation, not a prophecy, that those prophecies are actually happening in our lifetime right now. So what I'm planning to do at this event is just to read what the prophecies are, basically, and then compare them with what we see happening in our world. And I hope to start a conversation about this.
Okay, so here's a website for you to go to. It's called the PatmosProject.com. PatmosProject.com. Patmos. Didn't he used to coach the Leafs?
Yes.
Well, it's Pat Burns, sorry. What does that mean?
Well, the island of Patmos was the place where the writer of the Apocalypse was sent into exile. And so just because he writes it from that island, I'm calling what I'm doing the Patmos Project.
So, I don't know, I guess I want to get to this question, and it's, please don't hate me for this. You probably already do, but don't hate me more. If we don't know when the end of the world is going to happen, and I think the Bible is pretty clear about that, we don't know, and anybody says that they do know is dopey, then, and we can't change it, and it may not even happen the way that this person says or that person says, and the end, let's just talk about the phrase, the end of the world. Really, what I guess I'm getting to with this whole line of questioning is, why does it matter?
Well, that's a good question, because the apocalypse does not paint a picture of the world just suddenly, you know, a comet hitting and we're all over or some sudden thing. It actually has a very real purpose, and that's why my book is called The Gold Mine. It's a metaphor of the creator of the world looking for gold, and gold are people, and the world is his mine. And especially in the end times, there's very real purpose there. It's just not random, hopeless things happening. It's the creator in complete control, working to find out who wants him and who doesn't.
So the creator is looking for gold. He should probably start with the hip-hop community. So I guess what I hear you saying is that, hold on, let me not put words in your mouth. Let me just tell you what I think. Revelation is the most confusing book of all of the books in the Bible. Would you agree?
I would have agreed before. I don't think that's true anymore.
Well, for you who studied it ferociously, but for the rest of us schmucks, it's a really confusing book.
Well, if you ever did read it one time, it would be very hard to figure out what was going on in the book.
Yeah, it sounded like some crazy guy in a beard with
a sandwich board sign.
With a burlap outfit was on some desolate island with mushrooms who wrote the book.
I agree. Yeah, that's true. That's what your impression would be, that it's very hard to understand.
Right.
And that's why I'm doing this, is because it's not, it really isn't as hopeless as that. It actually, with study, actually turns out to have very clear structure and purpose. And people should know that. And it's actually global. I mean, it's not just for people in North America or something. This is, it gives global predictions.
Well, after years of dedicated study, Dr. Christie has written a book entitled The Gold Mine to lead readers in a careful journey through the apocalypse, known also as the Book of Revelation. And it, by the way, it's not Revelations. There's no S in the end of that.
That's
just
correct.
Just wanted to school people there. Anyways, another S that doesn't go there. He does not tell us that we have to accept his interpretations. Instead, he repeatedly points us back to the text of the apocalypse and invites us to evaluate for ourselves whether his conclusions are consistent with it. On May 5th at 6:30, you would like maybe to go and hear a talk about the accuracy of 2,000-year-old prophecies that, you know, challenge your view of the future for the human race on Earth. The Patmos Project, .com is a website you want to check out, thepatmosproject.com. Sir, I got to say, just as we say goodbye here, and my apologies for cutting everything short, but
no problem.
It is a frustrating conversation for me, and one that I avoid even more than when people say, hey, would you like to make more money and work from home? I avoid those conversations. And I avoid the conversation about Revelation, Apocalypse, because, to be honest, it gets hijacked by whack jobs. So if you're going to bring some balance to this conversation, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Great to chat. Dr. James Christie. Sir, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.